Good evening, and welcome, everyone. Welcome to this live Powder River Energy Corporation telephone town hall meeting we have for you this evening. You are live on the line with Powder River Energy. These calls go really well when you participate. The way to participate is to press zero on the keypad on your phone. Again, that is zero on the keypad on your phone to get in line with a question. Please stay on the line as we dial out to more and more members. So again, welcome to everyone who is just joining this live Powder River Energy telephone town hall meeting we have for you this evening. In just a moment, I'll be turning this over to our CEO, and you'll be hearing from him. If you have questions this evening, please press zero on the keypad on your phone. Don't hesitate to press zero. Your participation and questions is why we do these calls, so we can reach out to you and open the conversation. Also this evening, we are collecting your email addresses. If you would like to receive email updates from us, please press 7 on the keypad on your phone. And that way we can get your email address and keep you up to date via email. So again, that is 7 to get on our email list and 0 to get in line with a question. I'm going to go through this one more time here as we dial out to more and more members. So welcome. Welcome to everyone who is just joining. You are joining a live Powder River Energy telephone town hall meeting that we have for you this evening. We are doing this to reach out to you this evening and open up the conversation. If you have any questions, comments, or concerns, please press zero on the keypad on your phone to get in line with that question. We will be taking questions live this evening. However, if you would rather not go live, still press zero. Just let your operator know that you would rather me read your question over the air, and I have no problem doing that as well. So don't be shy. Press zero to get in line with a question. Also this evening, we are collecting your email addresses. We already have people taking us up on this. That is excellent. If you would like us to keep you up to date via email, please press 7 on the keypad on your phone. You'll go talk to Preston, and he will collect your email address. We don't share that with anyone, so you can have confidence that that is safe. So press 7 to provide us your email address and 0 on your keypad on the phone now or at any time during this call to get in line with your question. And with that, it is now my pleasure to turn this over to the man of the evening, our Chief Executive Officer, Mike Easley. Mike, take it away, sir.
Okay, thanks, Allison. Good evening, everybody, and thanks for joining me on this telephone town hall. Tonight I'm going to do talk about three things really quickly. The amazing grand opening that we had at Wyoming's Integrated Test Center, tell you a little bit about what the governor said at the ITC. I'm going to talk about our director positions that are coming up for election. And also I'm going to talk about this really wonderful and first of a kind opportunity coming to the Precorp annual meeting in August. So those are three things I'm going to hit before we take your questions. But before I get into any of those things, I want to make sure that if you have any questions, anything at all for me, press zero on your keypad to ask a question. And remember, if we don't get your question asked on live on the air, the staff and I will take a look at those questions and answer you via email or other follow-up or a call tomorrow or the next day. So we really do want to hear from you. And so please feel free to reach out and ask any questions that you have. So first item on the list, I was at the grand opening for Wyoming's Integrated Test Center. And this is a test center that has been installed at the Dry Fork Station in Gillette. It's a way for the Gillette Power Plant to deliver flue gas that comes out of the coal plant for people to take that flue gas and test carbon capture and utilization technologies. This is an amazing thing that has happened in Wyoming. It's been in play for many, many years. Precorp and the co-op world has played a major part. Frankly, were it not for the electric co-ops in Wyoming, Tri-State GT in Colorado, and the national organization, this project would not be going on. So it's an amazing co-op initiative to try to figure out ways that we can change the conversation on CO2 and turn CO2 from being a liability in some folks' eyes to an actual asset and a business opportunity. So it's pretty exciting. The governor was there. He talked about the history and his vision for the ITC and that he wanted to make sure that, you know, just in case when we started this in 2013, just in case things came down the pike that were very harmful to coal and were potentially harmful for Wyoming's coal production, that we'd be doing something about that. And it's amazing how visionary the governor was, and that this ITC has come online just at the right time to help us create a whole new economy, a business economy in Wyoming. It's pretty fantastic. There are five teams from all around the globe, from India, from Australia, from Canada, from the United Kingdom, and also the U.S. So it's a pretty it's a global effort. And also the Japanese have announced that they're coming to Gillette to test their carbon capture technology at the ITC at the Dry Fork Station. So it's pretty exciting stuff. Secondly, I want to talk about our director vacancies. We had an open position that was filled by appointment just over the last couple of months. Jim Purdy of Buffalo was appointed to fill out the remainder of a term for Johnson County. He'll be back up for election in 2019. We do have three seats that are up for election in 2018, one in Crook County, one in Johnson County, and one in Sheridan County. And if you reside in the county and you take power from Precorp, you may be eligible to be considered a director. We're always looking for directors. And you can contact the nominating committee, Chase Williams or Dave Reed in Crook County, Ben Schiffer or Thad Stoltz in Johnson, Jim Fenema or Mike Latham in Sheridan. Or if you don't know those individuals, you can call the Precorp office at 800-442-3630, and we will get you in contact with the nominating committee. Last but not least, as I mentioned, our annual meeting has got some amazing things happening this year. We're going to have our first ever health fair at the annual meeting, so you can come in to the annual meeting and do a blood draw for that type of a screening, and Precorp will be covering those costs for the member and their spouse as part of our annual meeting. We also are bringing in an innovative, brand new, state-of-the-art medical technology that does a 3D imaging of a person in just like 4 seconds. They do a 3D scan of your body, and they basically have their AI program analyze your posture and other things to basically give recommendations on what you could do to improve your musculoskeletal health. It's a brand new technology, and it's launching first here at Precorp Annual Meeting in Gillette on August 25th. Last but not least, just a point, we've changed our office hours to be from 9 to 5 p.m. This extra hour in the morning where we have our member services folks not engaged on the phone will be used for training purposes and other things, which will save us from having to train people on overtime because our member services people, obviously, we need them available during those normal business hours. And from having that at 8 o'clock, it gave us – we didn't have really time to give them the training and the opportunity to have their various meetings and work on the things that they need to work on to provide you a better customer service. That doesn't change our dispatch response at all. It's just a matter of the access to our front desk. So I want to give you a heads up on that. So those are the three things I wanted to give you a heads up on. Again, I look forward to our conversation this evening, and I hope that there are some questions that are queuing up, and I am looking forward to taking your questions.
Excellent. Thank you so much, Mike. We do have Donald up first as our live question here in a moment, but want to remind everyone, press 0 on the keypad on your phone to get in line with your question like Donald did. Also, press 7 to sign up for those email updates. We did have a line before, but got it cleared, so press 7 right now, and Preston will take your email address, and that way we can keep you up to date via email. And with that, Donald, you are up. Go ahead, sir, with your question. Donald, are you there? Okay, maybe Donald walked away from his phone. I'm going to go ahead and mute him real quick. Donald's question goes like this. Why, when Wyoming is a right-to-work state, why did Powder River Energy go with a union labor contract?
Sure, that's a great question. And Powder River Energy has had a union for its outside folks for as long as I can remember, so this isn't a new thing. A right-to-work state means that that the employee has a choice to be in the union or not be in the union. And so many, many years ago, that decision was made, and the outside employees decided to form their collective bargaining unit, and they did. And so we have that here at Precorp, but employees that are in the outside are not required to join the union like in some states that are not a right-to-work state.
All right, excellent. Thanks so much, Mike, and thank you, Donald, for participating this evening. If you want to ask a question but do not want to go live, that's fine. Still press 0 on the keypad on your phone. Let your operator know, and I can read your question over the air. We just want to get those questions answered. Also this evening, we have a few questions of you. I'm going to read the first one right now. You're going to vote on this simply on the keypad on your phone. I'll read the question twice. It goes like this. We just want to know, are you signed up for the Smart Hub online account management portal? Please press 1 for yes and 2 for no. You signed up for the Smart Hub online account management portal. Press 1 for yes, you are, and 2 for no, you're not, but you would like more information. And while we're weighing in on that, going to go to a question that came in earlier today from Jessica and goes like this. What is the status of the new metering project you mentioned back in February? Mike?
Okay, well, that's a great question. And the new metering project, we call that our AMI project. So that's what I'll probably be saying. So you know the acronym that I'm referring to. That project has gone great. We have a team of Precorp employees that have been working nonstop to make sure that we have the best possible price for that system, as well as the type of equipment that we need to really help us move ourselves into the future. We just mentioned our Smart Hub application. One of the things that's going to be really neat about this new AMI system that we're putting in is that we'll have enhanced abilities through our Smart Hub program where you can get very, very frequent readings, more timely readings on your usage than you would currently have. The project will be coming to the board this month hopefully if we're finished with the final details on our contract negotiations, we will go to the board and seek approval to enter those contracts and get the project on the way. That project is to help us again, really leverage technology to help our membership. And you know, if you take a look on Precorp's website, which incidentally we've just launched a new website, you can look at our strategy map and see that part of our ability and our desire to serve you from now into the future is to really use technologies to do a better job and hold our costs down. So this AMI system will position us to do that. It will also help us. Vastly improve how we monitor the power that we use, and will help us manage our wholesale power bill even more effectively and make predictions on our wholesale power costs much more accurate than we have in the past.
All right, excellent. Thank you so much, Mike. And now to our audience, I want to do a last call to sign up for email updates. So last call for the evening, press 7 right now on the keypad on your phone so we can make sure to collect that email address, so we can keep you up to date via email. Also, again, press 0 on the keypad on your phone to get in line with your question. Now I have another polling question for you. Again, simply voting on the keypad on your phone. Thank you so much for participating in these. This question goes like this. Do you follow Precorp on Facebook or Twitter? Please press 1 for yes and 2 for no. Do you follow Precorp on Facebook or Twitter? Press 1 for yes and 2 for no. So again, press 0 on the keypad on your phone to get in line with your question. Again, I can read it if you'd rather not go live. And with that, we're going to another question that came in from Jeffrey. It goes like this. My bills were higher than ever this winter. What is an energy audit, and how can I get one done at my house?
So the energy audit, we actually have two different ways we can do that. We can have you schedule in, get on a schedule, and we'll actually have folks from Precorp and our power supplier come and go through your house or your business and look for areas where perhaps you're using more electricity or more energy than you need to, and there'll be recommendations, everything from weather stripping to potentially higher efficiency appliances, LED lights, and one of my favorites is the programmable thermostat, which is a very, very cost-effective way to drastically reduce your heating bills. And you probably are wondering, why is it that I'm telling you ways to buy less electricity from your co-op? But one of our key points in our strategy map, and a key thing that we're focused on for you as our members, is that we want to help you realize the greatest value for every kilowatt hour that you purchase. So we are certainly focused on helping you be as efficient as you can. So you can call in, and as I mentioned, we can do it in person, or you can go to our website underneath our Energy Center tab and click on the Together We Save section, and it will take you to Touchstone Energy's self-energy audit, where they'll actually, through questions, take you through a series of questions that will help you do your own energy audit in your house yourself. And that might be a good first step, actually, before you would do something a little more elaborate. And I'd like to comment on the Twitter feed. I do also have a Twitter account myself. It's Precorp CEO is my Twitter handle, and if you would like to follow me on Twitter, I certainly will occasionally tweet interesting things like the ITC grand opening that we had today, and so it's another way to sort of keep an eye on and sort of keep your finger on the pulse of some of the more interesting things that I find myself doing from time to time.
Absolutely. Thanks so much, Mike. We have our next live caller of the evening up. It's Dan. Don't forget, press 0 on the keypad on your phone to get in line with a question just like Dan did. And Dan, go ahead, sir. You are live.
Yeah, Steve, thank you for this forum. I appreciate it. I am battling liver cancer, and I have some tumors, and I just wondered if you guys have checked out the safety of the new way of reading the meters. Is there any danger involved in that? And because of the cost involved going to Colorado for treatments and stuff, do you keep us in mind on any help you can? But anyway, I'm worried about those RFI waves. I've heard pros and cons. I don't know if you did research on it. And just to set my mind at ease, you might tell me how.
Yeah, that's a great question, and I appreciate you asking for it. And I think I want to make sure and have our engineers follow up with you specifically. They can take a deeper dive into the specs. But we have asked that question on the metering system. You know, what are the impacts of EMF? And that was a question many years ago when a lot of these systems came out that people were bringing up. And through the questions that I've asked our team, was assured that we are that these meters do not pose a health risk for any folks, but we can certainly take a deeper dive. It sounds like you've got some, kind of unique situation. And if you're interested in a follow-up, we can have our team give you a little more of an in-depth explanation on that, and we'd be happy to do that.
All right, excellent. Thank you so much, Mike. And thank you, Dan. What I'm going to do, Dan, is when I'm send you back to the listening audience, I want you to press 7 and give Preston your information, and that way I know that we have your contact information that way. Thank you so much, Dan, for your participation this evening. We have Jerry up live next. Reminder, press 0 just like Jerry did. Jerry, you are live. Go ahead.
Yes, I would like to know why the cost of putting electric lines into a new place costs so much for the average person when you can't really afford it, but you want country living. And I love Precorp. They are awesome. But I'm going to know them.
Yeah, so I guess that's the idea of of how we handle our line extensions is an issue that we work on and work on lot, you know, many different times. And the current line extension policy that we have basically has that the member pays for the extension themselves. They can finance support. They can finance that. That helps, I guess, make the payments a little less than having to come up with the money all at once. And then there's also a standard offering that we provide to all the members the same amount. So I believe the standard offering is $1,500, which everybody gets that. And beyond that, the reason that we ask everybody to pay up front now is that our rates, if we were actually paying for that ourselves, if the company was paying for it, then the rates that we would be charging would be much higher. And so we've done that over time to move to this line extension policy where the customers pay their costs up front, or they can finance them through Precorp to help keep our overall rates lower and to eliminate subsidies. There's lots of different ways to make those projects a little less expensive, and I don't know the detail that you've gone into with preparing your estimate. When you first call in, they'll sort of give you a per foot estimate, and then after that, if you want a more detailed estimate, they come out and they will actually look at it and look at the site and try to do what they can do to minimize the costs. So I'm not sure at what stage that you were in on that estimate process, but I would encourage you to continue to work with our engineering folks and explain your situation and see if there are ways that we can work together to try to drive that cost down for you.
All right. Excellent. Thank you so much, Mike, and thank you, Jerry, for your participation this evening. And up next, we have Kenny. Kenny, go ahead, sir. You are live. Kenny, are you there?
Oh, yeah, I'm here.
Mike, all right, go ahead with your question.
Okay, Mike, I know that a couple of years ago you did some strategy work for the governor's office. Are you doing that? Do you have a new project with the governor's office now or not?
Yeah, so Kenny, thanks for the question. And interestingly enough, I wrote an article about this that's going to be showing up in the next month's Wren magazine, so you can keep an eye out for that. But I currently serve as a governor appointee on two boards, one called the Wyoming Infrastructure Authority, and the other one is the Wyoming Business Council. And both of those opportunities for service to the state, I spend a lot of time working on vision and strategy. The WIA, or the Infrastructure Authority, that agency is actually the agency that has been in charge of running and operating the Integrated Test Center in Gillette. So I was very involved in 2013 when we conceived that project and worked with the governor to create a vision around it. And since then, the WIA has been very much involved with that, as well as looking at transmission projects in Wyoming and some advanced coal technology projects, which I've been helping the state with, and also keeping, I think, the cooperatives in mind as the state works on and develops its energy strategy. I also serve on the Wyoming Business Council, Kenny, and the Business Council is the Wyoming's premier economic development entity. And I've gone around the state with the Business Council learning about economic development and have brought some of those ideas back to Precorp. And one of the things that's very important to us in our strategy moving forward is this idea of member engagement and community development. And so I'm taking things that I've learned from the state level and I'm trying to bring those back to Precorp and where we can make those things work in our service territory gives us some things that we can do, but also because of my position on the Business Council, I think we have a bigger, Northeast Wyoming has a bigger voice in the Business Council, and we certainly work that. And, you know, there's been some really great things that have happened at the Business Council for Northeast Wyoming. They approved a project to rehabilitate the old Stoney project in Sundance. And then most recently, there was the announcement to bring Weatherby into Sheridan, which the Business Council has helped out with. And so all those projects have been very exciting projects that I've been involved with, in some small ways and some points in some bigger ways than others.
All right, excellent. Thank you, Mike, and thank you, Kenny, for your participation this evening. And with that, Mike, we have just about reached the end of our allotted time, so I'd like to turn this back to you for some closing remarks.
Well, okay, once just like to thank everybody for being on the call, and I want to remind everybody that we are here to serve you. We're not here to be served by you. So if your interactions with Precorp don't feel like that you're being served, please let us know. Bring it to our attention. You can do that by reaching out to our 800 number, 800-442-3630. I'm also available for any issues or questions that you might have. I certainly do get engaged from time to time visiting with our members. I just want to encourage everybody, with summer and spring coming on us, let's be extra diligent and keep safety in mind. Look up for power lines if you're out there doing construction or working, playing, or doing anything around the, overhead or underground power lines. Make sure you're getting locates if you're going to dig, and look up if you're just moving stuff around. We want to make sure that everybody has a great, enjoyable spring and summer, and that it's as safe as it possibly can be. I mentioned the Wren article earlier. Our Wren magazine comes out around the 18th of the month, which is a few weeks later than what it was last year, and we changed that date to make it a little bit easier for the printer and help us control our costs. Keep your eye out for my articles. I appreciate you reading those and appreciate the feedback I get when you do. We also would like you to keep your eye out on the power line inserts and our mailed bills. That will be very helpful for you to keep in tune of what's going on. And then in the email build notifications, I remember there is a link on there that helps you also keep up to date on cooperative matters. So just a few things to wrap up. Thanks a lot for your time this evening. Our next telephone town hall will be at 6:30 on Wednesday, August 22nd, 3 days before our annual meeting, and look forward to having you on the call and hopefully seeing you at our annual meeting on August 25th. Thanks, and have a great rest of your night.